Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, March 2nd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Unrest in Lebanon isn't stopping a broadcast outreach. Two American missionaries are detained in the United Arab Emirates, and a robust growth in a microcredit program aids evangelism in the Philippines. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Lebanon as the president is forming a new government after the Syrian-leaning cabinet resigned suddenly. They were forced out by thousands of Lebanese protesting Syria's occupation and government control. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung is traveling there today.
We've been involved in radio broadcasting throughout the Middle East, and we have a production facility where a number of things go on in Beirut. We haven't heard of anything that would negatively impact broadcasting or even Christian witness there.
That's good news for believers who use Lebanon as a base of ministry. As far as the broadcasts are concerned, prayer is needed. DeYoung believes anxiety will influence people there.
That kind of uncertainty would be expected among many of the people who listen in that part of the world. That might be a real opportunity that the Spirit might use to enter people's hearts and to direct them towards Christ.
Pray for the meetings that will be taking place this weekend. Meanwhile, two Southern Baptist women are being detained in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, for distributing Bibles. Vivian Gilmer and Marie Bush are under house arrest, but are hoping to be deported sometime this week. While Christians can practice their faith in their own homes or churches, it's illegal to proselytize. Authorities determined the women were violating the law, so both could stand trial for the charges. The 11 other missionaries they were with were immediately expelled. Pray for their safe return home. You're listening to Mission Network News. Struggle is a way of life in the Philippines, but Farms International's Joseph Richter says their microcredit project there not only breaks the cycle, but is growing.
The original program in northern Luzon up in Mountain Province was sort of a model that we established, and then the program from Mindanao grew out of that. And because of these two programs and their successes, a third program was started in the province of Pangasinan, and now a fourth one on the island of Leyte.
Richter says their program helps Christians come out of poverty through practical stewardship. When that happens, the door opens for community ministry.
What we see is when a church becomes self-supported by the tithes and offerings of project holders, that the church has a much more effective outreach to their neighbors and even beyond their immediate area with evangelism and outreach ministries.
Next, in response to current threats to children and youth in Russia, Russian Ministries is launching the Time to Live Fund. It's a new ministry effort to help at-risk children and youth in Russia. They're partnering with local churches, civic officials, and social welfare organizations to reach out to young people. Some of the programs provide youth-oriented biblical training strategies for how to cope with the many difficulties youth are facing. They hope to help 40,000 young people in the first 12 months. And finally, the World Bible Translation Center is excited about things happening in Eastern Europe. They've recently finished the easy-to-read English and Romanian Parallel Bible. As people learn English, the powerful Word of God changes lives. Brian McLemore is with WBTC.
What really excites me about that is that we've geared that to a younger crowd, those who have a desire to learn English. But what you can do with the Parallel, you can open up an entirely different audience to the potential to learn the Word of God.
Funding is needed to translate other Eastern European languages into Parallel Bibles. And McLemore says his heartfelt prayer is to see that happen. And also,
that God would use the 20,000 Romanian English Parallels in a powerful way to bring even more into a relationship with the Lord Jesus, into a community of faith in the great country of Romania.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.